Today's learning is sponsored by Zecher Nishmas Aisha Crandall by Shalom Nata on the day of her Yahrzeit. May the learning be as chus for her neshama, sponsored by her children, Mr. and Mrs. Zalman Dorfberger.
Okay, we are going to start in a few seconds. Right now, we are up to Tamach Tassim and Bays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines on the top. The Kirch of the Liba, that is a fluttering heart, I believe. What does art school say it is?
Faint heart.
A faint heart? Fine, a faint heart. So, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lacey Plas, Bershaisa Desari. Three chalas made out of barley, with a strainer of the kamka, and soak them in a dip called kutach. The light Arvi Aloy Arvi Yaman is not 40 days old since you made the kutach. The name of the Edith, the Mishnah Basra Kamra Mark, and you should drink diluted wine. I'm going to Ravaki Medip to the Ravina, the Koshka, the Paraklibai. That'll cause even a fainter heart. I'm going to lay another Yukra, the Liba Amri. So Ravina answered him, I said that Rafua, for somebody who has a, what is the article saying? Heavy heart?
Uh-huh.
The Birka the Liba, but however, for a faint heart, Lazy Plash besides the Chiti, she brings 3 chalas of wheat, a string of Bedufsham, and soak it in honey, and Echel and Ishtab and Sayacham Rechaya, and he should drink undiluted wine. Rashi, the perfect, Pirchot Aliba, Shaliba Pereach, yes, it's weak. Rushai Sachalas and Ashkenu Bekamcha, Yishroi Sam Bekutach, he should soak them in Kutach. Rav Alei Arben Yemen, Shanaas HaKutach, the 40 days haven't passed since the Kutach was made. Marka, Mazik B'mayim Harbe, diluted with a lot of water, the Parach Libe, Chidorim Chaloshim Heim Kaleilu, these are all weak, make things weaker. Matishin Kleichu Shaladam, and a weaker. Yukru Deliba Shaliba Kavanalov, heavy heart. Whatever that is. Okay. Right to the Gemara. The Tzarcha Deliba, which is a pain in the heart. Lacey should bring Klas Beyanunya, 3 eggs of mint. I believe Nunya is mint. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Rashi seems to say the Tzarcha Deliba came alive. Nina is minta, mint. Size of 3 eggs of mint. Ubeyas in the Chmuna. And a size of egg of cumin, based on the shumshimi, and the size of an egg of sesame seeds. The lechel and the sheeted Rashi. Trying to find Rashi. No Rashi. The cave mayi to a pain in the intestines. Based on klasmei palpuli arichta, she brings 300 long palpulin. I don't know if palpulin are considered peppers. What does he say palpulin is?
Peppers.
Okay, peppers. That's what I thought. Chayamin ishti mei, and every day you should drink 100 of them. B'chamram, that's the wine. Rabban de Menarsh, Rabban, who came from the city of Narsh, Avadla Labrati de Ravashi, did this to the daughter of made this medication for the daughter of Ravashi, Maya Maham Shimahani Didam, 150 of our peppers, instead of 300 peppers, he used 150 of the peppers that were around in his days. It's and it healed. Rashi Mahani Didam, Topul and Shalano, our peppers. Liberta, that is worms in the intestines. There's, I forgot what they're called today. They have them today also. Does he give a name to it?
Intestinal.
They're worms.
Parasites.
Parasites, okay. I'm sorry, I lost the mic. Here we are. Liberta, Ampaka the Chamra, a revius of wine that's mixed, but it's mixed in a leaf of a tree called Ar. Rashi, Liberta, Tolam Shimamayim, Arfa the Ar, Alash Eitz, a leaf of a tree. Ara Shekairan Lurer. Does he give a name to the tree?
Laurel leaf.
Laurel leaf. Opinia Kayan Bash, the fruit's called Bash. The Birza Chiura, that's white, white worms. Lacey builds you a gargula. She bring a kind of seed called the gargula. And when it's tired, it's a stick. They should tie it in a piece of bag made out of cotton. And they tie it in Maya, and he should soak it in water. Benishtin, he should drink it. Benizer, and he should be careful. Benisa, he should be careful that he should not swallow that seed. The Maya, the Mankave, the Maya can make a hole in his intestines. Rashi. Rashi, busy with Yagila, Zara, Arago. I don't know what that is. The tie the shistik, the shredder, the chatikas, baggage of Tamakathan, she tied the piece of baggage of cotton. In the diamond, Benisi is dark. She lay you less, Agarga has Ellie, shouldn't swallow that seed, because the mind of the mayor, if it can make a hole in his intestines. The maser, to hold back diarrhea, Sisin retiva the maya, he should drink, eat a grass called Sisin when it's still soft. Retiva means when it's still soft, the body with his water. The Mishra, however, somebody who has, what's the name again? What's the word? The opposite of diarrhea. Constipated, thank you. Constipated, the Mishra, you buy a dry, this leaf, this plant, whatever, this grass, dry, that's with water. And now, in order not to forget this, Simonech, remember this, eats a Retiva the Sochanar. There is a grass called Itza that dams up a river when it's still soft. So soft causes stopping of diarrhea, just like the soft Itza causes the stopping of the flowing of this river. Rashi, Lameser Lazarus and Siltzel Sitzin is Pogel, I think it's called Penny Royal, whatever that is. The Mishnah was also on the Matsir to make a person that's constipated to be able to go to the bathroom. To Manach, the Tachlum, the Shlach, the Shalsh, the Yavish, the Latzer, you shouldn't drink their opposite ones. I'm sorry, Lach, the Shalsh, one, Lach, the Shalsh. Lach is supposed to cure diarrhea. And he might drink it the opposite way to cure constipation. And that's the opposite. The Yavesh, the Atzer, he will eat the dry one that's supposed to cure the constipation. He would use it for one who has diarrhea, and it will make it worse, and make it worse. Eat the Shemesim, Shulach, Sarkabin Haris, when it's soft, they dam up rivers, Kanalach says. Back to the Gemara, Latichla, which is a swollen spleen. Lady Shev Bini Demaya, she brings seven leeks. What are they called? Alukais, what does he call them?
Leeches.
Is that right? Leeches, Maya of the water. They never should have been too long. They dry them in the shade. The Cholyayman is the tartar plus the Bechambra, and every day he should drink two or three mixed with wine. Rashi, Tichla, Tchoshlein, the Fuach, his fallen, the Godling Gretchen became big, Machmas Chayli, because of illness. Shevain, the Maya, Shevain, Lukas Shamayim, Laz, whatever, it's hurt, Laz, and Zait. Bilai,
Rabbi,
is that.
Yes. Rabbi, is there not a kashrus issue with the leech because it's life threatening, or what?
I assume this is life threatening. But it's a good point you're making. I assume it's life threatening. I'm sorry, your question is asked. I didn't notice it. It's asked. And the answer given, right, this is a question that's asked. And the answer that's given is that it's not the way it's normally eaten. It's not something that's normally eaten that way, so it's only rabbinically prohibited. And since it's only rabbinically prohibited, when it's a danger like this, it might not be dangerous to life, they allowed it. That's what I think it is.
Is this Negea, I'm sorry, is this Negea today with ingredients in our current medicines that may have, I don't know, sometimes you hear about shark orphans or things like that?
I don't want to pass them. I know that they pass to heter in today's medicine, again, because they make it not fit for eating. So that were some place, and you're not eating it in a normal way. It's not the way you usually eat. So there are, and I'm not going to pass them here, but that's the heter we do use for medication all the time.
Okay.
Again, it depends for what, but basically use it for medication all the time. But it's a good point you made. I didn't notice it. Rely, if he doesn't do that before, he should bring the spleen of a goat that never gave birth, and he should fry it in an oven with oil, right? And he should put it against by the beginning of the oven, or he should stand near the oven. That's what I think it means. He should stand near the oven. The name of the Yavish Haitrachma, just like this spleen dried out, and the Yavish Tachma, the blood of Nisa, the spleen of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, should dry out. If you can't do that, Rafuwa, if he doesn't have an oven, Nitchi Ben Urban, the base of Hanukkah, should smear the spleen of the goat between the walls of a new house, between the rows of the wall of the stones in a new house, and say the same thing that he said before, that the spleen dried out, so should the spleen of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so dry out. We lie. If not, we did that already. Yeah, we lie. If not that, Lifki, Shikhla, the Shachav, the Shabbata, you should try to find somebody who does Niftar on Shabbos, the Nishviat Chile, and he should put his hand, the Nishkavu Yadav, and Nishviat Chile, take the hand of the dead person, and put it on the spleen of the person who's suffering from this illness of the spleen. The name of Yehud, the Yavish Hayad, just like this sand has dried out because the person died. The Yavish Hakla, the plaguey Bapunisa, so should the spleen of so and so, the son of so and so, dry out. The Lord Nathy Benisa, now he should bring a fish.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Benisa? Isn't it like a design for the mace?
Again, if necessary for refuah, not really a design of mace, I guess. They do ask the kasha mace's officer, Bano. They said this is not a really having pleasure, to the kind of pleasure. You're not really using the body of the mace. That's what they answer. I guess we should catch up with Rashi. Look, Rashi, compared to the Avcha, after Eshel Yelda, a girl that didn't give birth, and Eshel Yelda, Yama Kinect, they should stand in front of the Below you like a Tanuri, Nitzchel, a Tachla, Ben Urbi, Yetich, Isa, Bekaisel, should smear it at the wall, the Yidbig, Ben Shura, Sakaisel, Yud, the Shem, should attach it between the rows of the wall, and I'll drive it over Lame Yachi. Find somebody that died on Shabbos, Livki Lashon Bekias, find out. Initial knowledge. Back to the Gemara. Bilai Nasi Ben Isa should bring a fish, Benitri Ben Afla, and roast it by the coals in the house of a blacksmith. The Nechla B'maya, and they should eat it, B'maya de Benavcha, the water of a blacksmith. He should soak the fish in the water that the blacksmith turns off, does to extinguish his hot metal to make it cool down. B'maya de Benavcha, and they should drink it. And I guess that'll cure him, Rashi. Benisa. Rashi's on the left. Calm dog. Should roast it in the coals in front of the blacksmith. So that he cools down the metal. Dr. Gemara Vayt. There was this goat. There was this goat. should have a shasamai in the Bein Amcha. They drank from this water from the blacksmith. They ended up shechting it. And they did not find a spleen. The strength of the water dried out the spleen completely. That's just like to say, just like it works for a human who's suffering from a large spleen, it worked on that goat that it lost its spleen.
How would somebody know we had an enlarged spleen?
But like, I have no idea.
The other diseases we heard about, you know, things coming out of his mouth or his nose.
Vital, if the spleen is so large, you can basically feel it, just like somebody can feel they have a large liver. You just basically by touching the person's belly.
Right, thank you.
Again, I can't answer the question. I think Dr. Bray was trying to tell you that the person was on the outside.
Right. You can check. Yeah, I hear.
That's what I think he was trying to tell you. So I'll assume that's medically correct. Dr. Gemarvayt, Vilay, if he doesn't have these reports, we're still talking about the enlarged spleen. Listen, Chavita the Chamer Lishmei, he should open up a barrel of wine for this disease. Rashi says, "Lifta chavir lechanan shmei yikna chavias sheyayim l'shtiyasei," meaning he should go buy himself a barrel of wine to drink. Lemi yishti yayin tamikarbe, a lot of wine, as if he's drinking it for the spleen, which he is because it's going to help cure the spleen. Amalei Ravachamei the Rav and the Ravashi, yishti chavita zchamri l'asa kamei demar. If you would have a barrel of wine, meaning if people drink a lot of wine, they don't have to ask you for a refuah. They know that the wine heals spleens. That's not necessary to come to you. Ella, what you should tell people is margu b'bach shachris. The person washes in the morning and eats bread in the morning. That is healthy, the malya l'kula gufe. That is a cure for a lot of diseases. The Gemara says always that eating pashachris is a very healthy thing for the whole body. And therefore, it will help the spleen as well, even though it's not directly for the spleen, but it can cure the whole body. Something in my mind. The Rosh Chutzka, that I believe is hemorrhoids. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. Yes. I'm sorry?
Is that he passed the sacrament?
I can't hear. Whoever's talking, I can't hear you.
Is there a chiyuv eat pas sacrament?
Chiyuv? I don't know if it's a chiyuv, but Chazal said it's a very good idea. It's a very good idea. I think the Lashon HaTor, mitzvah lahanik atzmai, to drink, to eat pas sacrament. Right. That's what the Torah says. The Taz says that that a person should eat pashachris. They all bring down this halacha that it's a good. I don't know if you can say it's a chiyuv, but definitely strongly recommend it. Now the question is, what is pashachris? Does it have to be bread? How about if a person eats a bowl of Cheerios? Is that considered pashachris? It's made out of grain, right? Or what if it's not grain at all? What if he just eats a bowl of cornflakes? Or something else, or a yogurt, or something like that. Is he eats a pashachris? So that's a big shaila in Paiskim. Some Paiskim say it has to be a pas, it has to be made out of grain. And it has to be made out of grain. Some Paiskim want to say that it can be, the Eish Lavram wants to say that it can be any kind of eating and drinking. Right? He wants to say you drink a coffee with milk, you can be Yaitzit Pashachris. That's what the Eish Lavram wants to say. So it's a matter of question, to what degree? Does it have to be bread? Can it be grain? Tamachlaikas? There's different shitas. Can it be something else that's not grain? Could it even be a drink? everybody agrees that it has to have some calories to it. It has to give some strength to the body, some nutrition to the body. So I guess a decaffeinated coffee without sugar and without milk probably is just like drinking water. So I don't know if it does any nutrition for the body. So it probably doesn't qualify.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a pretty liberal translation of Pas Shachris.
That's the Eich Lavram. Others say not that way. Others say that there's different sheets. Some say bread, and some say anything made out of the five types of grain. Farina, oatmeal, Cheerios. But according to them, cornflakes would not be good enough because it's not made from the five types of grain. But according to the Eich Lavram, a bowl of cornflakes will do it. I mean, the Eich Lavram seems to think that the stress is that people should eat nutrition in the morning. That's the Shaila. Is it the bread, or is it to get nutrition in the morning? The Eich Lavram seems to think that the stress is to have nutrition in the morning, not to let the body not get its nutrition till later in the day. A healthy breakfast is what Chazal meant. That's what the Eich Lavram learned. And the other guys can learn that the Chazal said pas. They said bread. They didn't say breakfast. So they want to learn that it means either bread, that's the chumra de kashita, you have to actually wash. And there are people that wash every day because of this. They want to be yaitza that shita. And again, it's supposed to be good for you. It is good for your health. So it's not supposed to be. It is good for your health. And some people say that you can be yaitza with any kind of the five types of grain, so a bowl of farina or a bowl of Cheerios, oatmeal or anything of that like. I would even say cake, but I don't want to get involved now with the dandles of cake, but you would be right to pass out.
At the time of the Gemara, they only had two meals during the daytime, right?
I'm sorry?
At the time of the Gemara, they only had two meals. So would lunch count as
No. Depends on when you eat lunch. The Gemara says that once you're up for 6 hours, the food doesn't do the same for your body. The Gemara says anybody that doesn't eat a meal during the first 6 hours that he's up, so Dirshu people who get up early, let's assume that people in Dirshu get up by 5:30, would have to eat it by 11:30. They don't eat by 11:30, then the food doesn't have the same impact on them. That's what the Gemara says clearly. There were people, the Gemara says, that eat late breakfast, but the Gemara says anybody that eats after 6 hours in the day, because Zayrik Evan Lechem is done. It's like throwing a rock into a flask. It doesn't do for the body what nutrition should be able to do for the body. However, if you eat in the morning, it works. So the question is, what does Chazal want you to eat in the morning? Something with the five grains or a black or nutrition? Get nutrition into your body. That's the machlokes between the achrayim. In Echonami, in a fast day, that people don't eat the first 6 hours of the day, in Echonami, they lose out on that nutritional gain they would gain from a healthy breakfast or a healthy pashachris, whatever that is. So, to come back to the Rosh Chisa, which is hemorrhoids, Lacey, Lay Chavita the Kham, I'm sorry, Lacey Akika. You should bring akika the ova. These are plants. The yispircha, and that is raw silver. Umarsika, and that is the sediment of silver when you mine it from the ground. When you heat up the silver that you mine, there's a sediment. Again, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just quoting Rashi, the chumras of the pilein, and that is a silver keli or gold that women put around their necks that they carry in it a spice called pilein. You should take that necklace or whatever it is, right? The shiva the chamimta, and that is the waste material of a bird, either dove or chicken. The ninkat, the shachti, the kisna, the kaita, put it into old linen clothing in the summer, the amagufna, the sisva, and in cotton in the winter, and he should place it, right, and place it at the place of the hemorrhoids. Below, if not, lishti shichra marka, he should drink diluted beer. Rashi. The Rashi, we got a lot of catch up here. The Rashi, the shisa tachtainias, the hemorrhoids, the kochi esuf shishmai kukli, eila aluyan, sparcha kesuf chai, undiluted silver, marsucha, whom mibsailus ha kesuf, makam shachai from kesuf, minakarka, when they mine the silver, the yaitskin isa, and they pour it, umaila rischa, and it brings up a certain sediment, whom marsucha. Chumas of the pilein, butan, shanashim tailus, mitzavareim, shazav, shakesuf, it's a necklace, but nice and by shaman, shimur, by meaning bison, shishmai pilein. They usually put a spice mixed in with oil. This name is feline. It looks like leaves of a vine. Because the tiny bit is kadam. Shliyar kimus the mar shouldn't mix. Kimus mar is kind of spice. May galupkia b'shemen alikvanim b'piloin. He should not mix these things. May galupkia. He shouldn't mix in. I don't know what may galupkia is. Is the oil of the leaves of the vines in a pilon. The shayfa the chamisa, tzayas yainim, lashon bayri, tzayas tanagaylam, it's either the waste material of doves or chicken, v'nikin k'ayil b'shachit, the kisna, shem karak b'kaita, that's cool in the summer, but avigufna, the shem chamim b'sisu, that's warmer. In the winter, v'yasam b'yasamakam, we should put it in that place. The shugrinya, which is a illness of the thighs and the loins, Lysi Patsya de Menina, you should bring a kli full of the brine of small fish. The Nigdere, Shitten Zimna Hamatachte, and he should rub it 60 times on his thigh by his loins. The Shitten Zimna Hamatachte, one side and then on the other side. Actually, the illness of the thighs and the kabaisis, which I don't know what it is, karen henka. I have no idea what it is. Let me see if the layers of Rashi says something that I can understand. I don't have the 1 second. Henka is loins. Okay, it doesn't help me any. It's the thighs, around the thighs. Pasta de menina, kli maratir dagim kanam, the fish juice, small fish, lingra shitin zinna bahamatachta, yagalgala shishin bambayarsa, lamayla the kabaisus, by the kabaisus shikarin henka, by the gemara. The timrissa, that is a stone that is in the bladder. That's what I believe. It stops the urine. Rashi says it's in the male organ. Rashi Evan Hagdela begid by Teres Hashasan. It stops the person from being able to urinate. I thought it's in the bladder, but I don't know if Rashi seems to say it's in the male organ. Lysi, let me find it. Where am I? I'm sorry. Yeah, Lysi Tlasni to Faisa. He should bring 3 drops. Mishcha de Kufra from the sediment of tar, which is called itron, very flammable, by the way. The Gemara Shabbos says itron is very flammable. A klasna to vise itron de karsi, and 3 drops squeezed from leeks. A klasna to vise the chamra de kira, 3 drops of wine. The list of labor is b'ama, and for a man, you put it at the male organ. Ulaisha by Samakam, and a woman by her private, by her vagina, I guess. The Eli, Lacey Una de Zika, he should bring, Una de Zika is a handle of a flask, literally ishbama, he should put it on the private, the male organ. Well, isha medaken, and a woman should put it on her breast. Rashi, is there Rashi? Look, Rashi. The Tamar to Evan Agid and the Medin, the Tvaz, the deepest Mishra, the Kupra, Psar, the Shazab, the Itron, Itzu, the Karsi, Shchitis, creation, squeeze out, leak, Tchamer, Nakid, the Yain, Naki, Uru, the Zika, Aizen, Shonai, Vaiter. Vilai, if he doesn't have that, if he can't do that, Lacey, Chutu, the Zeraisa, to bring a red thread. Chutu, the Zeraisa is a red thread. The Shatz, the Daima, Bav Daima, that was spun by a woman who is accused of prostitution, the daughter of a woman that's accused of prostitution, meaning a family of prostitutes. The Vitalev, that she spun that thread. The Vitalev Ishba'ama, and they said again, hang it on the man's male organ, over Isha Bedaza, and the woman on her breast. Nilai, not. Lati Kina, the Zachar in the Keva, that she bring one louse from a male and one louse from a female. But literally, the Ishba'ama, the Isha Isamakam, and put it on the male organ or on a woman in her private spot. The He Mashtin, and when they go to the urinate, Nishtin Asista Yaveshta Betanur Nadesha, they should urinate, I guess, the first time on a dried out thorn bush they should put thorns, I guess, a thorn bush, by the pivot of the door. And he should try to get a hold of the stone that comes out from him. The Malyula Kula Timri, that stone that passes, when it passes, is good for fever. That can help cure fever. Rashi, the Rashi, Chutu de Zerusa de Shatsi Daima Bas Daima, Chutu Zahari Shetavasa Isha Chashuda Bas Chashuda. A woman that's accused, the daughter of a woman that's accused of this. And that's just the to watch that stone. The model of the fever, a illness that is called fever. With Simra Bra, that is a outside chill. I don't know what that means. Does Archlo explain any more than that?
It's an external fever.
External fever? Okay. 90 plus the Nisa of the pit of dates. Plus a grievy atras adara. And Nisa of the leaves of the tree called Adar. And took them separately. The lights of Benayu and the person that's sick should sit between, I guess, the two pots, one with the hot egg pits and one with these leaves, they're cooked. The Lizvinu Batarti Mishchili should put these two tafshilin in two separate basins, right? Vinaisi Psura, Psairi should bring a table, Vinanachalei, and put these basins on the table. Vininkit Milavi Hai, Milaisi Aloye. High. He should sit on one of these basins, then go to the other basin, and go back and forth, ad dinesig bahavla, until he sweats, and the sweat comes out, and I guess that cures the fever. And he should wash from the hot water in these basins. When he wants to drink from that hot water, in Maya da Adrilishti, he should only drink from the one that they cooked those leaves. In Maya da Sufli Lailishti, from the water that they cooked the date pits, he should not drink, which in the Miyakri, it can cause the person to become sterile. It's interesting because it's also to become sterile, so this is not just a thing, it's it's also to become sterile. So this is a big machlokes because it makes it sound here, he shouldn't drink because it'll cause, you know, to become sterile, not that it's an iser. So it's a shayla because he's not being machaven. he's not being mechav, you know, we get into the shaila whether he's not intending to do it, it's just byproduct. Does it happen all the time? Does it only happen sometimes? Is Davi Shem is chav and is it mutter or not mutter? But the bottom line is, he should stay away from it because it for sure makes him, it can cause him to become sterile, and that's the last thing that he wants. Right here, let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi, greedy saw and softly greedy tomorrow. Makar v'dor alush eitzish v'ador meshchili arevus tishabesin chishasa the kamelam haroiches b'chamet choisim them. You can when you wash yourself with hot water, you should drink from them. Em refuah lo, that's the Gemara says himself to Shabbos that a person who bathes and washes himself hot water, it's a refuah to take the hot water in his body as well. That can make him sterile from giving birth. Dr. Gemara Vaiter, the Tzimra Gavna, which is a internal fever, that's what they try to learn at. Right, Yeshivi Buni, he should bring seven fistfuls of the silka, seven fistfuls of silka is what silka? Any help?
Beets. Right. Beets. Yes.
Seven different roads. It's a little about Friday. With their roots. Venechal and eat it. Venishti atrof adra b'shechra. And then he should drink from the leaves of the other tree with beer, by amvitala or grapes of a vine that's suspended over a date tree, the maya with water. Rashi.
The
Rashi, handful. I
said
fistful. I told the shabbos. The fryu apara the dirt that comes up from their roots. Sometimes they suspend the vines over a date tree. The Maya, you should drink it with water. The Chazista, we're almost finished with the Gemara about Shafu, I think. The Chazista, which is a kind of boil, which is soft on the inside and hard on the, soft on the outside and hard on the inside. It's called Yalefes in the Torah. Leti Shev Chitra Arjunaita. Bring seven big wheat kernels. V'niklinu Amara Chadita. And he should burn them on a shovel, a new shovel, on the metal of a new shovel. V'navik Mishcha Minayu. Till the oil comes out of these kernels. And V'neshev, and he should rub it on the shchin, and it will get healed. Simi Barashi Abed Lelu Abed Chum with the Racher. Simi Barashi treated leprosy that way for a guy, the Itzi, and it cured the leprosy. Right now, leprosy is called Dover Achar. And so is a pig. A pig is also called the Dover Achar. So it seems that pigs suffer a lot from Taras. That's what the Mepharshim say. And therefore, we refer to Taras and pigs as Davar Achar. Anyway, Rashi. In Vitala, what did they read? Chazisti, Alephas, Shijar, Zinaitza, Chit, Gassim, Amar, Chata, Barzo, Chazash, and Anubis, the metal. The nation of Yimshach with Davar Achar is Taras. That's where by Tamar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, one who is hit with a spear of the Persians that had poison on the tip of the spear. That's fatal. He will not survive. To extend life, they should give him fatty meat that was roasted on coals, and undiluted wine. Maybe it'll extend life a little bit. That it should be able to write a will and take care of his properties or whatever he has to take care of before he passes on. Amar Avidi Baravan, Haiman the Bala Zibura, one who swallows a bee, a certain kind of bee doesn't mean any kind of bee. Michil lechayim. Again, it's a fatal thing. They should give him a revias of very strong vinegar. After the chayim porta, he'll be able to live a little bit. The mafkud lebeise and command his house, meaning take care of his properties and whatever else he wants to put into the will. Rashi, baluchi parsoi, benuklius parsoi, and these are spears of the Persians. They smear poison on top of them. Mafkud lebeise tzvoa on the chosav, a will on his properties. Cholashamza chaymet chazak, a very strong vinegar. I'm Rabbi Shoban Levi. Ahu Basar Shar, the lefes, if somebody ate, I guess, beef with a vegetable called lefes, a turnip, the lam bilvana b'leli yudala netezvav b'tchubas hamas, and he slept outside under the moon on the 14th or the 15th of the month in the summer season, achzalsa achilu, he will get a sickness called achilu, which the Gemara will explain what it is. Tana, the mamalim kresim called over. Anybody who overeats and fills up his stomach from anything, achzas to achilu, can also get this disease called achilu. Amar Papa afilu mitamri, even if he overeats on dates, like the Gemara Pshita, why would I think differently? Why would I think it different than any other food? The Gemara says that the Chavin Hamamar, since Mar said Tami Masava and Meshachna, the dates fill a person, warm a person up. Meshachlan causes diarrhea, meaning it loosens his bowels or Maashran, and gives him strength. Loibefankam, and it does not bring him to. What does he say? Mefankam means. Any help? Doesn't make him spoiled.
Doesn't make him spoiled.
Doesn't
make him like a funic. I'm a funic.
It doesn't make him into a finicky person. Hey, I guess you can make a person finicky. Hey, my life. So I would think it doesn't have a detrimental effect even if you overeat. And if you overeat, it does have that effect. My actual effect tomorrow, what is the sickness of Akhili? I'm a blood. Hey, a fire of the
Rebbe, you're getting drowned out, Rebbe.
You know, somebody has to mute themselves. Thank you.
It's not by you? Shrek.
Not me. Not me. I'm in a hotel room. Did somebody
please
mute themselves? I think it's in the Kylo. Eshel HaTzamas, the fire of the bones. My Eshel HaTzamas, and my body Esh Garmi, which means the same thing. Exactly what that is, I'm not sure. I think it might be, I don't know. Does he say what it is? Archko say what Eshel HaTzamas is? Hello?
Fire in the bones.
Fire in the bones, okay. Rashi, the Rashi, we call Davar Shul Taiv Lai Masik, 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 we call Davar very good for the body, Meshachna, Mecham Mais, to heat up, Shaushma, Meshaushla, Meshachna, 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 they don't make the heart be finicky. We assist in this, obviously, because even though they're sweet. Now, to give my advice. My asusa, how does one heal achilu? I'm Rabbi. Rabbi said, "Ko, I'm really a." My mother told me, and by the way, Rabbi, he never had a mother. It means the one who raised him. Rabbi's mother died of childbirth. Tulushikaini. All drinks that a person has a number that he has to drink them for a certain amount of days, plus up. Usually, it's a three-day period. You have to drink those drinks 3 days, right? Some, that's some are shiva, seven, and some are treta, meaning these things these medical drinks, whatever you drink for medical purposes, either has to be done 3 days, 7 days, or 12 days. Hi, Adamitzi Kula Shekaini, the hi, this one, Adamitzi, he has to drink it till he gets healed. Meaning usually there's a period of time, the protocol. This one, the protocol is drink it and drink it until you get healed. Rashi? There's a protocol. There's a certain amount of time. This one has no protocol. Exactly. We just got to keep on drinking it until the person gets healed. Kula shekaini, all drinks, aliba rekana, have to be drunk on an empty stomach, meaning when he hasn't eaten yet. For achilu, these drinks have to be drunk after he eats and drinks. It has to be on a full stomach. Vayil Betaki said he went to the bathroom. And he came out and washed his hands. They bring him a fistful, of food made out of flour of lentils and salt. And Ubuna de Chamratika, and a fistful of old wine, the Gvinu Badi Adodi, you should knead those things together, the Nechon eat it, the Nichon Besadine, and wrap himself around with his sheet, the Nigne, and he should sleep, the Lekha de Nukme, nobody should wake him up, Adikoy Men Avshayu, until he wakes up on his own, and the Hikoi, they should take the clothing away from him, not to be used again. Because we lie, if they don't take it away, other reliably don't let them come back to him. Rashi Bunuz Yisitzu the Talchi Magar Eregrive, a fistful, min Shisa Shem Achulas, and become the Chadash and Melo. And if a group of Besadine, they should scham and group of Yaziah, his body should heat up and they should sweat. But like at the Nukme, Lahi Adam Shekitanu, nobody should wake him up. Fishadeh Yafalai, because the sweat is good for him. And we will stop over here and arrange him tomorrow morning. I'll be in person back in the title. Everybody should have a wonderful day.